The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
All are welcome. We're glad you found us. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Well, welcome everyone to the Stop Stopping Yourself show. Yes, I am your host, Vincent Jenna, and I just love being with you every single week. Last week, we had such a great time with Suzanne Wilson, the Carefree Medium. Such a special spirit. And every show I try to bring you some enlightenment, some inspiration, and mostly empowerment. I really want to empower you. And today is not unlike any other week. Today is going to be a show that actually I enjoy doing this type of show the most. It's where I get to really shine differently than most other practitioners, because so much of what I say about what I'm going to talk about today can be contradictory to other luminaries, supposed spiritual teachers and leaders, opposed to some of the spiritual concepts today. The things that are being taught or preached out there in the spiritual realm, in the metaphysical realm, and I'm talking more about the new age, new thought movements themselves, with all of that, the things that are more damaging than beneficial, and that's what today's show is going to be about. There are so many spiritual affirmations and quotes that are appearing on calendars and cards, social media, Facebook, Instagram, my goodness, just about everywhere these days, right? You see that all over the place. And the majority of what's being said is very inspiring, motivating. It gives hope to people, and that's what people are really looking for is hope, especially in the light of what's going on in the world today. They want to see light rather than the darkness, right? However, some of the ideas that are being presented out there that are being written on calendars that you see on Facebook is just plain BS, okay? It's wrong. It's damaging. It's hurtful. And we need to talk about that. We need to bring that to the forefront, because the other way to help you stop stopping yourself is by stop believing in the wrong things, okay? Doesn't that make sense to you that we are in a life where manifesting is based on our inner core beliefs? It's always the B word, beliefs, beliefs, beliefs. That's what it's all about. I mean, I don't care what you do. You can be a healer and you can be a shaman and you can be anybody, any practice that's in this positive realm. And do all these wonderful things. But if you're not believing in the correct stuff, you're going to get stuck. You're going to come up against a detour. You're going to hit a brick wall. Something is going to keep you and stop you from getting to the level that you want to get to. Just because you're doing the right things doesn't make you evolve. Understand that. Evolvement has nothing to do with exercises. It has nothing to do with activities. It doesn't have anything to do with what you speak. It has to do with what you believe. Now, granted, much of your activities, behaviors, and words that you speak are going to be based off of your beliefs. But as we've spoken before, and about my work, we're talking about some deep down hidden beliefs in there can get in the way that you're not even aware that you have. But some of the beliefs that you have today that you do speak are just out and out damaging. And we're going to talk about that today on today's show. And believe me, this is not a negative show. This is a very positive thing to be talking about, right? This is like, if you really think about any illness, any injury, anything, even if it's not an injury and you're wanting to maintain your health and good mental state of mind and being, right? Preventative work that we do, we eat the right food, you're supposed to get the proper exercise, right? And then when things do happen, and the doctor prescribes a treatment and a modality, okay, so you can eat this and that and this and that, but you're going to have to eliminate some of this, eliminate some fats. I mean, ever since I had my heart attack, I pay attention to the fats that I eat so that I don't accumulate more cholesterol and plaque on my arteries, veins. I don't want to do that. So I'm avoiding certain things, right? I don't feel I'm sacrificing. Oh my gosh, I'm sacrificing. I get to eat cream. I get to eat fat, but I don't eat it as much as I did before. I'm more aware of it. Okay. And there's so different substitutes today in foods that I don't feel that I'm being deprived of anything, right? Just because I'm avoiding stuff. Well, what I'm going to be talking about today is what to avoid, And the reason why you need to avoid it is because we've got a buildup of plaque in our systems, in our minds, in our thoughts, in our ideas, in our concepts. And in order to clear that plaque out, in order to be open to our higher selves, to our higher consciousness, we need a higher set of beliefs. Now, I love, you'll be hearing me today again, what sounds negative is not negative. It's very positive of what I'm saying. Okay. And just so that you know, I am neither a man who's glad half empty or whose glass is half full. Now, that discussion has actually presented a philosophical discussion for years and has finally been labeled. If you consider the glass half empty, you must be a negative person. If you consider it full, you must be a positive person. I say that's all a bunch of crap. What difference does it make is if you look at the glass and you say, oh, yeah, my glass is half empty. Is it now depressing you that your glass is half empty? Is it now making you feel that somebody took the other half and deprived you, that there is not enough to go around, and now your entire life is going to be shaken and ruined because your glass is half empty? Then you've got a problem, and it has nothing to do with your glass being half empty or you calling it that. It's how it's affecting you and how you are letting it affect you. Guess what? If your glass is half full, you can still be depressed that it's not totally full. You can still be negative and say somebody, it's half full. Why isn't it totally full? I want to know that. Who drank my soda over here? Why is it only half full? Why are those two concepts considered negative or positive? Actually, I believe the positive answer is, oh, I'm thrilled and grateful that I've got any soda, any glass with anything in it. How wonderful. Now that I'm thirsty, this is exactly what I need. So the way you look at things in life is really important. And to me, I'm grateful I have a glass half full or half empty with anything. That's me now. That's me. So that's what I consider positive, okay? So then when we're discussing some of the things, yeah, you can turn around and you can say, oh, that's so negative of what he's saying. Or you can turn around and say, wow, that's really insightful. It's going to be up to you. And quite honestly, the way you receive it is actually what I'm talking about. It'll reflect where you're coming from, be it positive or be it negative, okay? So let's jump into it. What are these things that I'm talking about, okay? Some of these policies, and I may have to go back and forth because there's so many different things that I want to touch on today. And one of One of them that I have seen is about the universe. Okay, let's go right with the heavy one. God's plan for us, or the universal plan for us, you know, God's greater plan, you know, God has a greater plan. And you hear that a lot. This must be in God's plan for me. So I'm going to accept what has happened. Okay, we as human beings, because you've heard me talk about our defensive mind, that adult-made mind that creates defenses, these are some of the defenses we create for ourselves. And our mind is capable, our brain is capable of using whatever knowledge that we have gained within it. It's like a database and a storage facility for words and concepts and ideas, and the brain can go into that database, choose any words and concepts it wants, and turn it into a defense mechanism. So those who have studied spirituality now, all right, have a data bank filled with all spiritual concepts and understanding. However, if their brains are in a habit of creating excuses, it's do the same thing, whether it has spiritual concepts or old world dogmatic concepts or fundamentalist concepts or negative concepts. If the habit is to take whatever and then use that to make an excuse, it's going to do that. So what am I talking about? Here's what I'm talking about. I've talked about this before, where I said back in the old days, one of the excuses we had as not being perfect and magnificent is that because we're all sinners. We're all sinners. So as long as we're all sinners, we have an excuse for not being perfect. Then we know that there's going to be mistakes made, and we can't be like Jesus, okay? And so as time progressed and our spirituality progressed and we came to the new age understanding, which is actually old ancient wisdom that was made known to the public, right? We understand that nobody is a sinner. Nobody has to be saved. There's nothing to be saved from. You're not a sinner. Okay. But then now all of a sudden, new spiritual concepts came about and spiritual authors and the understanding that, okay, you're not a sinner, but you know what gets in your way now? Your ego. Oh my gosh, that little son of a gun. If it wasn't for the ego, matter of fact, our presidential candidate, Marianne Williamson, who is a wonderful person with incredible views and concepts, absolutely love her, but she wrote in Course of Miracles, she spent an entire paragraph, or actually chapter, on the ego, and said, you know, we're all capable of being like Jesus, and we're meant to go in that direction and get the Christ consciousness risen within each of us, because we all have that same capacity, but guess what? We're probably not going to be able to do it because of our egos. Okay, so before it was we were sinners, today it's because of our ego. So you see what I'm talking about? The mind uses whatever is in it to do the same pattern of creating defense mechanism. And now the defense is the reason why we can't get things done is because our ego is in the way. And once we get the ego out of the way, maybe. Okay, well, one of those other defense mechanisms is that it's God's plan. It's God's plan that I didn't get this job. It's God's plan that I didn't get I can't buy this house. It's God's plan that I'm sick. It's God's plan that I'm not in this relationship. It's everything is God's plan now. What do we believe God's plan is? Please, his plan. What are your plans for your children? When you, all of you out there who have children, when you had them, why did you have them? And what's your plan for them? Can you think of that? Can you think of what you want? Isn't it that you want them to have whatever makes them happy? You want them to have the best things of life, that life reward? You want them to have the greatest experiences? Well, wouldn't that be God's plan for us? is it created us for the exact same reason, and it gets to experience its own joy through watching us experience ours. That's its plan. It doesn't have a specific idea of what every single person has to be going through and experiencing. We create that. That is one of the most damaging, believe me, there's several others that I'm going to be touching upon today, is the idea that God has a plan for us or a purpose for us. Now, that used to be more of a fundamentalist idea, but it has squeezed its way in new thought and new age concepts. And in our metaphysical world, I've heard it and I hear it all the time, consistently. Or the job that I'm doing. I'm a psychic healer, and that's God's plan for me. No, it wasn't. What I've chosen to do with my abilities that I tapped into and opened, and listen to the word, I did it. Okay? As arrogant as that may sound, all right, when I prayed to God to give me the abilities to help my friend and help others like him who are suffering, God didn't then decide, oh, Vince, oh, that was so good. Oh, my gosh, you really touched my heart. You know what, buddy? I'm going to make you a psychic and a medium. Oh, yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to be able to help. So here you go, buddy. This is for you because you're so selfless. People want to believe that, but then it takes away from everybody else who maybe didn't get the chance to say that prayer. You've got to understand that the God powers gifts are everyone's already. It's there upon creation. What happened when I prayed to God is I opened something within me. God didn't do the opening. I did. I'm sure God turned around and said, oh my God, finally. Ah, jeez, I was waiting for him to at least cry out like that. Now he can tap into his tools and gifts that I already gave him. Wow, good for you, go for it. You know, and he may be my champion, champion and my hurrah person, you know, behind me all the way, constantly reminding me every time I get my doubts and I turn to it. That's the reason why we turn to God and spirits and the angels and everything, is not to give us power, but to remind us of our power. Okay? So the concept that God has a plan for us, cross that out. Okay? Or a universal plan, cross that out. Here's another one that I saw recently, and wow, it really gets my goat, okay? and the way you're hearing me today, I'm sure you're saying, that got your goat? Oh my gosh, what about the one that you're just talking about? Yeah, that got my goat too. And I don't know what it means, get my goat. I never owned a goat. Nobody ever went after my goat, and I may be saying the saying wrong, but I've heard that before, you know, somewhere. Anyway. All right, so here is this beautiful, you know, you see the beautiful backgrounds people are putting their affirmations on, and right, and they put them out there, and they, oh my gosh, they look so pretty and so artistic, right? And then it says things like, today is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Surrender all of your doubts and fears into today, because today is meant to be this way. And I look at that. Today is exactly the way it was meant to be. So accept that. So in other words, so if you just accept and enjoy the fact, oh, wow, today is perfect. You know, that's going to keep you in the here and now. That's going to keep you enjoying it. Yes, yes, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be experiencing today, right? And that is supposed to motivate you. You see, there is an idea. There is an idea that everything spiritual is supposed to make you feel euphoric and walk around in a state of constantly being stoned. Quite honestly, that's the idea. Happy, healthy, and full of energy. Wow, life is so good. Oh my gosh. Well, hey, Joe, so good to see you. It's a wonderful. It's okay, man, that you cut me off. It's all right, buddy. I love you. Love you, man. Say hello to your family for me. You know, that's what we think. Like, we're all smoking dope and we're ignoring some of the negatives out there. This is a ridiculous concept that has nothing to do with spirituality. Spirituality has to do with the understanding that we are divine beings and capable of experiencing and making a life of whatever we want. And even if there are negatives that come along, it's okay to experience them and acknowledge them and call them negative, because we can deal with them, we can rise above them, and they don't have to bring our lives down. But it doesn't mean you're not going to face something. Isn't that what every one of our spiritual leaders tried to teach us? Isn't that why Jesus allowed himself to be crucified, tormented, and hurt, and stabbed, and crown of thorns on his head? Isn't that what the story is all about? Is that there are going to be things of life, but what made Jesus spiritual is his way of dealing with it, the compassion he still held in his heart and the love he had for everybody, even those who were tormenting him, even his tormentors. Okay, so to walk around in the state of total euphoria is unrealistic. It's living a life of denial. Okay, because then the rest of what I'm going to be telling you about follows suit with that. In order to live that life of euphoria, yes, oh yes, then you better throw that right outside. Don't turn it off, throw it out, because if you still have it in your house, you're going to be tempted to turn the damn TV on, right? And in a commercial, I don't care if you've got This Is Us on, and oh, it's so touching and loving, and everybody is crying, and it's so happy and wonderful, and the next commercial is about something else, about the news that's coming up at 7 o'clock, shooting in Fayetteville or wherever, okay? You got to take the TV and throw it out. And by the way, also lock your doors. Put your shades down, lock your doors, and don't let anyone in, because there's no way that you can protect yourself of negativity by living and walking out in the world. You cannot do that. You're going to be amongst the dirt and the thorns on the bushes and the roses and the weeds. You are in the middle of that. There are no separate mountains for each of us to go climbing up anymore. So we have to be able to go out there and deal with it. You know what? The only reason why today is the way it is not because it's perfect. It's because you made it that way. Good, bad, or indifferent. You made it that way. There is nothing perfect about waking up and having cancer. There is nothing perfect about a child being shot in school. It's not supposed to be that way. And I'm so tired of hearing that idea that today is exactly the way it's supposed to be. It's not. It's the way you made it. Now, if you want to accept it the way it is, then fine. Then that's your life, and then that's your choice. And yes, for you, for that moment, it is perfect then. But you don't have to accept it. That's the point. You use what happened today to make tomorrow. So you look at it. You examine it. You see what you like. You see what you don't like. You don't have to accept it. That's not what it's about. Spirituality and rising to a higher level isn't a blind acceptance. It's about using your power and ability to change your life to the way you want. And you use today to decide how you want to shape it. Is this day shaping out? Have you created a day you want, or a day you're disappointed in, or a day you're sad? Whatever the case may be, admit you're the one that created it, and you have the power to recreate it into something different the next day. Now, is that all painful and hard sometimes? Absolutely. But don't turn around and tell me that today is absolutely perfect in the way it's supposed to be. It's the way you made it. And how it's so funny. There was a wonderful sign that you saw on Facebook. It was a picture of a sign in front of a church. You know, one of those neon signs that they constantly change the message on. All right. And one of the messages is, yes, everything happens for a reason. Sometimes the reason is you make crappy decisions. I love that. It's like, it wasn't pointing out so much, you know, the things I'm pointing out, right? I'm pointing out the faults of us, but you know what? You already have them. You already believe in them. I'm bringing them to the screen. I'm also normalizing them so that you can get over feeling so bad, because we don't one of the reasons why we have defense mechanisms is because we feel so bad about who we are. Stop feeling bad about who you are and the mistakes you made. That's what grace is about. Forgiving yourself, letting go of that. That's what you're supposed to surrender. Well, we're at a commercial break coming up right now. On the other side of the break, we're going to get into more of those detrimental so-called spiritual beliefs. All right, hang with me in there. It gets even more exciting because there's wonderful ones coming up. Whee! Telling you where we go with this. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. I'm your host, Jenna. I'm on fire. So come and join me on the other side of the commercial. We'll see you in a minute.
Practical spirituality. Positive messages. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Yes, thank you for being here today. I'm Vincent Jenna, your host, and we're talking about those detrimental concepts that are considered within the metaphysical and spiritual philosophies that are, like I said, detrimental, not good to believe in. You know, not everything that people are writing about, famous authors are not, okay? What makes a person famous is everybody else's appreciation and buying that person's book. That doesn't also make them an automatic expert. That just makes them somebody who you're believing in and that you're choosing to make famous. You made them famous. They didn't make themselves famous, okay? And their words aren't always perfect. I mean, there's been a lot of famous people out there who've said some of the worst words in the world. So just because they're famous doesn't make them experts. And that's my point. And so we're talking about some of those concepts. We talk about the idea that God has a plan for us. No, it doesn't. Its plan is only what we want for ourselves. That's its plan. And also we talked about sayings like today is exactly the way it's meant to be. No, it's not. Today was created by you. And if you like it, that's great. If you don't like it, it's you that created it, not the universe. And it's not perfect, then change it. Change it for tomorrow based on what you're seeing today. I want to go back to the TV thing that I mentioned earlier when we first started about taking your TVs and throwing them out. That is a pet peeve. When I was studying psychology, I really got into this research a lot. And research, especially when it's quantitative or qualitative, not quantitative. Quantitative is numbers where they actually measure something. Qualitative research is only significant probability. That's the best that they can do. It doesn't prove anything. It's just that in that particular study, that one study, they can't even lay it across the board for everything and make a general blanket statement after they do those research. But the probability is this, okay? Some of the greatest fallacied research is what the television and media do to humans. It is the worst understanding out there. And if people opened up their eyes, you would see the proof of what I'm saying. Okay, if media shaped the public, then every movie that Hollywood put out would be an overnight success. Every television show that the media put on would never have to be canceled, because if they're putting it on, they're going to make you like it. But we know, with no uncertain terms and doubts, that that's not true. There are thousands upon thousands of shows and movies and books and magazines and articles that were released to the public and failed because the public interest wasn't there. So if media shapes the public, then they would shape what they like and what they don't like too. And we know that's not the case. Millions of dollars were lost in that industry because of what the public likes and doesn't like at the time. So therefore, media and television doesn't shape what's going on in society. It reflects what's going on in society, because then the wise businessman puts out what he or she knows the public wants. So all this negative stuff that is being blamed, turn that TV off, don't watch the TV, it's going to bring you down. That negative stuff is what your neighbors are feeling, what your family is feeling, possibly you're even feeling. It's a reflection. If it's bringing you down, it's only reminding you of what's with you. So here I'm going to say this clearly. When you're watching TV and you are affected negatively by what you're watching, and I don't mean, look, every time that there is a shooting, my breaks. That's not affecting me negatively. That's affecting me, period, because I'm human and I have compassion. Okay. Am I getting depressed over it? No, that's the difference. Am I afraid to go out into the world now? No, that's also. But am I showing compassion, feeling compassion? Am I even crying at times? Absolutely. When I see sadness. So seeing the sadness is not bringing me down. It's evoking my human and what I view as my positive aspects of the human side of me, my compassion, my empathy, my caring, right? It's evoking that and inciting that, and that I don't mind at all. So here's a barometer for you. To the extent that watching something negative on TV makes you negative is the extent of what you are holding inside of yourself that is not being healed. And I will say again, to the extent that what you're watching brings you down, you know, that down that everybody is talking about, don't let it drag you down. Don't let it make you become more negative. If it's making you more negative, it's not making you negative. Reflecting and touching upon what's already negative within you. So use it. I dare you. I challenge you. Watch TV tonight. Watch the news, because I'm sure there's no way you can watch the news these days without something negative happening. So watch the news and examine your feelings. Does it just make you partially angry, frustrated? I can't believe that that happened, that that's still going on. Does it bring out passion and heartbreak and feeling for the other person? Okay. Or does it make you angry? Does it make you enraged? Does it make you want to get up and hurt somebody or hurt or anything, retaliate? Does it make you feel depressed? Does it make you feel fearful of going out into the world? Does it make you lose hope that there's no hope in the world? If any of those things are caused, go on the inside and figure out why, because it's touching a button. Nothing can be put inside of you. It can only be revealed. I'll say that again. And I'll say it a different way. Nobody can make you think something and act a certain way that's not already within you. That's why hypnosis works, right? And a hypnotist is the first one to tell you, I cannot make this person do anything he wouldn't already do or she wouldn't already do. Okay? I can't put in a suggestion that makes the person any other way or hurt someone unless they're capable of doing it to start with. So what you see out there and the way other people are affecting you in your own personal life is actually bringing to the surface what's already within you. So when you're watching TV and you can't stand what's on the TV, then go within and clear up what's inside of you, because eventually that'll clear up everything you see on TV, because that's how we heal each other and the world. Turning off the TV and throwing it out doesn't solve your problems. Your problems are still there. You're refusing to see it. So you're going to hide everything. Believing that the day is absolutely perfect the way it is hiding everything. You're hiding your fears. But they're going to come out some way. They're going to come out in interfering in your life. They're going to come out in your health. You cannot hide inside and stop blaming things for putting things in there. So TV and negative people is the same thing. Yeah, you want to cut out negative people? You better not talk to anybody. Everybody has some form of negativity within them. Don't you dare go out in public. If you want to cut negative people out of your life, I hear it all the time. I'm hearing it way too much. I'm seeing it way too much. Cut out the negativity in your life. Cut out the negativity. Nobody is telling you to heal your own negativity. They're telling you to do something externally. Nothing you do externally helps anything internally. I will say that again. Nothing you do externally helps anything internally. That's why going to spiritual centers isn't the answer. That's why reading a book isn't the answer. Listening to me on Unity Radio isn't an answer. Bringing it internally and processing it internally and applying it internally is. It's all internal. It's not external. Nothing I can say can save your life. Only what you do with it can. Nothing that God has created will save your life. Only what you do with it will. That's a complete difference. Complete difference. So, keep your TVs on, because you need to know what's going on out there. You need to know what to take care of. You need to know. I mean, you certainly turn on the weather, right? We're accepting of that. How come you don't cut that out? It's been raining all week. I don't want to know it's raining again. So turn off the weather. Turn off the weather. Close the blinds. I don't want to know if it's raining. We don't do that. We turn. There we go. Is it raining? Oh, God, it's raining again. All right. Let me get my coat. Let me get my umbrella. Let me get my galoshes. Whatever. Let me get it. Oh, it's colder outside. Yeah, I wouldn't need a windbreaker, my sweatshirt. We'll protect ourselves and do what we have to when we the weather. Oh, wait, it's a hurricane coming up. I'm not going outside. All right. Wait, we better put things away outside. Let's clear everything up. We're going to be all right. We'll get batteries, everything. Why can't we? The same thing with life and people. Okay, going to work today. Bunch of negative people there. bringing my affirmation cards with me, going to remind myself I'm in control of my life, I'm positive, I'm part of God, I create my world, not them. And you know what? I'm going to share that light with them. I'm going to put light upon them. They have so much darkness in their life. I'm going to do something to make these negative people more positive. You know, why don't we do that? The attitude, the same way we deal with the weather is the exact same way we have to deal with going out into the world. You don't avoid it. You go out there and you take your tools with you to deal with it, to cope with it, and to not have it affect you in a negative way. That's what we're supposed to do. Not go climbing on mountains and getting away from every single negative person, turning off the TV. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to deal with it. That's it. Now, yes, are there people who are vindictive and damaging and hurtful and yes, those are the people that you avoid. You wouldn't lean up against a bunch of knives in a store. One of them can pierce your back or your stomach or whatever. You don't play with them, so don't play with the tormentors that are like knives that can stab you or harm you. That's what you avoid, but not negativity in general. Oh my gosh, there'd be nothing to do in life right now. Everything out there has a negative side to it. It's what this polar world is all about, negative and positive. You can't have an atom with just protons. An atom is made of protons and electrons, and electrons are negatively charged and protons are positively charged. And we've been told over and over and over again that your positiveness will overcome and overtake any negativity. So if you're again being bothered by negative people, examine yourself. How much positiveness do you really have? That a negative person, just because they're acting negative or they're carrying negative energy, that it rubs off on you. Oof, I can't. Oh my gosh, it just brings me down. No, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Examine your own life and your own health. See how many sensitivities you have. All these allergies, all of a sudden, every single person on earth is allergic to something, and they're not allergic to more than one thing. Oh my gosh. You know, aren't those indicators of what's going on the inside? Let's change them. We can. That's the whole point of me bringing this up, is we can. Let's not just accept them. Let's change them and take control of our lives and stop blaming the environment already and all the negative stuff going on in it. Yes, there's negative stuff, and I feel bad for it, but we can't cut ourselves out of it. We have to become stronger lights and walk right in the middle of it. Because that shows how much you believe in yourself, is walking in the middle of the darkness, not only amongst the light and the lit. That's too easy to see your own. And actually, you don't even get a chance to see your own light when you're among else's. That's why we left the God force and came down here, so that we can experience our own lights, right? So how do you experience light? Is in darkness. You don't see general light during the day. You see the brightest lights at night. Right? The Aurora Borealis, which is magnificent and absolutely beautiful, it's not daylight that you get to see all of that. It's at nighttime. The stars in the heavens, it's at nighttime. So why do you think we have negativity then? So that you can see your positiveness. So don't avoid the negative, because you'll never get to see how powerful you really are. You don't have to invite it in, but you don't have to avoid it either. Okay. There's some concepts of manifesting that are a little out of hand too. And this word surrender. Okay. First time I ever heard surrender is when a policeman was going after a criminal. They said, surrender, give up. Right? Isn't that what surrender means, to give up? What are we supposed to be surrendering? According to spirituality and some of the concepts today, you're supposed to be surrendering everything. Your dreams, what you want to manifest, as well as the negative stuff in your life and your past. Surrender your past. Surrender. Don't surrender anything. Change it. It's not a matter of surrendering it and giving it up. You can't surrender your past. We talked about that. You've accumulated. You're an accumulation of your past, your present, and what's yet to come. You don't want to surrender it. You want to use it. Use it. Use it to better yourself. Your dream. Surrender your dreams. Don't you dare surrender your dreams. And that goes along with let go of the outcome. That's another concept with manifesting, supposedly, that is part of what you're supposed to do. So here you have your dream and your desire, right? And you're supposed to believe in it enough. Matter of fact, here's where the contradiction comes, okay? Let go of the outcome. Yet, in manifesting, and in some of the books, Asking It Is Given, or The Law of Attraction, or any of those manifesting books, it even tells you, feel what it's like to have achieved your dream and what you desire. Feel the career already that you want. Feel what it's like being in it. Feel what it's like having the finances you want. Feel what it's like to have the health you want or the relationships you want. Live it. Isn't that living in the outcome? Aren't you focusing on the outcome? How do you let go of the outcome and yet feel what it's like to be in the outcome at the same time? Can you tell me that? If somebody can tell me that, then I'll share that with the rest of the listeners, and I'll share that in my books. So then something must be off with the idea and the concept. What is it you're supposed to let go? Then, if you're manifesting something, okay, manifesting, I will tell you that. Don't let go of the outcome either. I mean, if you know what you want, this is what I want. I'll say what I want. I want a certain amount of fame. Fame based on what we understand in general terms. Not that people are clamoring at my feet and want my autograph. That's not the fame that I'm talking about. Fame is the kind of stuff that Jesus had, that Gandhi had, that Martin Luther King had, where all these people are wanting to listen. I want people to want to listen to me. So there is a certain achievement that I need to make, whether it be a published book, whether it be my TV show, whether it be continuing on radio shows, to be able to, the more that is a to happen, the more I'm able to get my message out there. Okay, so that's why my dream is like that. And right now, I'm a television show can do that and a book can do that. So my focus is get me that. Okay, that's I'm manifesting that. I see that outcome. And I always include this or something better just in case it's supposed to be. Okay, if it's not TV, then whatever it is. But I'm not going to let go of what I want. I'm not like going that. That's my dream. I know it's my purpose. I came here to impact the world. I came here with my intent and my arrogance and my power and whatever you want to call it out there. I don't care. I came here with all of that to make a difference, and I am not surrendering that. That's my dream. Oh, surrendering how it's supposed to happen. Well, I don't know all the hows. I only have a couple of ideas of how it could happen. And so I'm not going to let go of that either. I'm not saying absolutely it's got to be on Channel 5 at 8 o'clock on Tuesday evenings. Absolutely, that's the only way I'm going to be satisfied and happy. I'm not saying that. That's ridiculous, right? But I am saying, man, that definitely would fulfill a dream of mine, is that I am now being presented to millions of people all over the country via a television show or via a book. I don't care, but it's an outlet, okay? So my focus is an outlet. Give me the outlet. That's my dream, is to achieve a greater outlet of reaching the public. There you go. All right, so I may use the word TV, but you know what? Guess what? Universe also knows what I mean, because behind my own word is the meaning of that. So I may say television and somebody else is only thinking of the square box, all right, that reflects some electronic signals being projected in the studio. I'm thinking anything like that that's going to put me out into the public's eye. Okay, that's my, and so therefore the universe knows what I'm intending. I'm not going to let go of that or surrender that. I'm sorry, and none of you should do the same. Now, there is a difference. Surrender your need for happiness based on your coming true. That's what you surrender and let go of. If your happiness can only be based on your dream coming true, then you're not creating an experience for yourself. Every day should be a dream that you achieve. Every day should be a feeling of this is a wonderment that I am loving. That is what we really should be doing on the daily basis. Not that every day is perfect the way it is, but you're going to make it the way you would like it to be. So that every day you're enjoying your life, that every day you're feeling that there's more. Remember, life is a candy store, and we're supposed to be eating all of the sweets, and every day is supposed to be a different piece of candy, more of the same, or leading into some of the better candy, because the stuff that we're eating tastes so good, I want more and other candy. And we are entitled to that. And we don't have to sit by the jelly bean jar and just pick one jelly bean at a time. That's not spiritual. That's foolishness. That's limitation. Okay? Here we're being told you can have all of this, but as long as you're just doing this, then you're only supposed to be doing that. That's not true. We're supposed to be doing all we want to be doing. Now, sometimes some people come down here and they just want an easy breezy life and just enough. It doesn't have a lot, just enough. Well, if they're going to be satisfied with that, you'd see their happiness. It would reflect in the outcome of their life, and everything is copacetic, and they neither have any traumas and they neither have any big incredible joys. They don't win the lottery, but they're very satisfied with their lives. So you decide what you want, but re-listen to today's broadcast on the debt. That is the major thing that I wanted to talk about today, those detrimental things. All right, we got to get over thinking that everything woo-woo and being peaceful is the idea of a higher consciousness and vibrational life, all right? All I know is that the examples of some of the highest beings out there had the biggest mouths, and they expressed and stood up on the soapbox just as I have. They pointed out all the things we're doing wrong and all the things we're doing right. And so it has nothing to do walking around with your hands together and a smile on your face every single day, passing around incense and oming every 5 minutes. That is not spirituality, okay? Spirituality is watching the television and seeing the news and having compassion and letting that compassion motivate you to do something positive, to be able to spread the light in the world, to be able to increase your own light. Always do for yourself and recognize that the reason why you're here, yes, we were created by a higher force, but we were created by that higher force to create our own lives, our own joy. And that's how that higher force gets to experience itself through our own existence and experiences, not through its use of us. It doesn't use us. It doesn't manipulate us. It doesn't have a plan for us other than whatever we plan for ourselves. So go out into your world, plan your life, go within, see what's bothering you, use the reflection of life to learn what you can do for yourself, and always understand that you are a magnificent being, and you can do that in the midst of negativity or positivity. It makes no difference what the environment is showing. You are brilliant onto yourself. So thank you for joining me today and bearing with my soapbox show on the Stop Stopping Yourself show. I'm your host, Vincent Jenna. Next week, it's all about you and answering your psychic questions and messages. So join me with all your calls next week, and I'll see you then. Thank you and enjoy your life.
Thank you for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Do you ever feel that calling that you should be doing more with your life? If you're unhappy with the status quo, I can help. My name is Elias Patras, and I'm an intuitive motivator, psychic medium, and motivational speaker. I know that feeling, and on my podcast, Your Inner Voice, I can help you answer that call to step into your life's purpose. I will show you how to recognize and listen to the signs and signals that are all around us and help you tap into your intuition. Join me for the show here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's connect, educate, and grow on this journey together.